Ricochet Ruckus, written by Elastic Ella, and read by Flower Parish. This is a The Pit fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Samira Mohan / Trinity Santos.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes. And she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me.
Trinity has finally managed to get the stupid tampon inserted correctly. She still gets flashbacks to the first time she used one at a water park and didn't realize the applicator needed to be removed and thought being uncomfortable all day was part of it, when the door opens. She freezes in the stall, exhaustion hitting her. Call her a coward, but she doesn't want to chat with Collins or King or... shit. That's almost definitely a breakdown she's overhearing, and she might have helped contribute to Crash crashing again. All right, she's gonna cheer up the baby newbie somehow, they'll become besties or whatever, and she's getting a kick-ass recommendation from her mom. Yeah, she's got a plan. Trinity throws her shoulders back, flushes the toilet, and heads to the sink. She gives Crash a moment to straighten herself out before she looks up. See? She can be empathetic. Trinity doesn't gasp, but there's no helping her eyebrows from rising when she sees Mohan is the one at the sinks beside her. Ice-cold water makes her jump, and Mohan shoots her an almost smile. Yeah, it's always freezing. Trinity nods, hitting the soap dispenser, and she isn't going to shiver, damn it. She also isn't going to fuck up two interactions with Mohan today. So, where do you decompress? Is there, like, a favorite spot around here, or... Mohan gives her a look Trinity can't quite decipher, and her mouth is opening again before she can think twice on it. Gotta get rid of that aggressive energy somehow, right? Mohan doesn't snap at her. She hums. And Trinity's wondering if she should apologize, clarify that she's joking with her, when she answers. Okay. Yeah. Follow me. Trinity didn't really have expectations for where they were going. Could see Mohan being a health freak that insists everything can be cured by jogging, to like a quiet and intellectual night at a med book club. And maybe that's unfair of her to immediately imagine Mohan in more typical, responsible adult places, but her and Collins are the two that actually seem to have their shit together. So maybe Trinity's a little surprised when Mohan leads her to a low-lit dive bar 2 blocks from the hospital. It's small and crowded, and Mohan brings them to a corner high-top booth by the bar. "You drink?" Mohan confirms, and as Trinity's nodding, she sees a waiter's already popping up at their table. The acoustics are impressive considering how loud the place is, but she has no trouble hearing Mohan speak. "Two hurricanes, thanks." It's been a while since someone ordered for Trinity, and normally it'd raise her hackles, but after the fucking day they had... "Some of the others grab a beer at the park across from the hospital," Mohan says. "But you don't," Trinity says. "I don't find the concept of drinking with the boss all that relaxing, do you?" "No, this is... I appreciate it, Dr. Mohan." She snorts, and their drinks arrive so fast, the waiter is definitely crushing on Mohan. Sucker. She's so far out of his league, they could star in a rom-com together. "Can I get you ladies anything else?" Ew, he even put the emphasis on it. This is exactly why Trinity avoids straight places. "We're good, thanks, Jeremy." Mohan turns to her. "You're off the clock. You can call me Samira." "Okay, Trinity," she spits out, and swears she has had game before, dropping blades on hot surgeons, notwithstanding. Mohan is obviously a much kinder person than her, doesn't laugh. "Quite a first day. How are you doing?" Trinity's mind feels like a flipbook, every mistake she made flashing by. "As long as tomorrow isn't like that." Her lips quirk up. "Lucky for you, an ordinary day is much more Narcan and common colds." "Boring does sound good right now," Trinity muses, sipping her drink. It doesn't taste much like the hurricanes she's had before, extra tart and sweet with mango added to the passion fruit. Mohan hums, and Trinity mentally goes back to the bathroom, asking before she can think twice. How about you? She spins her straw around, ice clinking. I need to get a hobby. Trinity blinks, hadn't expected that. Like a hobby or something to do, Trinity cuts herself off, a flush beginning as she realizes how bad the end of that sentence will sound. Not usually something that holds her back, but Samira's maybe buying her drinks and is really nice and pretty and there's way more alcohol in this cocktail than she thought. Or exhaustion's finally kicking in. Or, oh shit, yeah, being on her period means no real alcohol tolerance plus everything else. Samira sighs into her drink, finishing it. No, I need something after work, and this only works on bad days. Oh. She takes the elastic out of her hair, shaking it out. Trinity's fingers itch. Her curls look so tactile and, yup, okay, no second drink for sure. You do any city exploration yet? Like tourist traps and museums? Samira's eyes cut to her, intense suddenly. Trinity meets her gaze but doesn't give it any weight. It's probably all her anyways. She's the tipsier one here. No. You on tomorrow? Trinity shakes her head, sipping, and somehow her drink's empty. You want to go to the Warhol Museum? As long as I can sleep in, Trinity says, in a joking tone, but it is very much not a joke. She needs at least 10 hours laying in bed, even if she can't sleep past 9. Yeah, we could grab lunch beforehand, make an afternoon of it. Sounds good, Trinity answers, and then hears a phone go off. It's a date. Samira pulls her phone out, frowning at the display. Fuck, I need to grab this. Text me about tomorrow. With a flurry of movement, Samira disappears, and Trinity's nearly positive that Samira asked her out. Then again, the last beautiful lady that used date phrasing and called her girlfriend all the time was very much married to a man, unfortunately. As she's standing up, Trinity notices a 50 tucked under Samira's empty glass to cover their drinks, and a business card in the center. Of course, Samira has a business card, Trinity thinks fondly, flipping it over to find her cell scrawled on the back. Fuck yeah, it's a date. The end.